The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av. For Klal Yisrael is the national day of mourning. It was on this day that the Meraglim, the scouts that Moshe Rabbeinu sent out to spy out Eretz Yisrael, brought back their tidings, their deepest roar, where they slandered Eretz Yisrael, and they said, we cannot go in to conquer the land. And the nation listened to them and said that we must return to Egypt. And that night they wept. And then that night was decreed that this generation that came out from Eretz Yisrael will not... that this generation that came out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, will not enter into Eretz Yisrael, but will wander for 40 years in the desert until this entire generation has died. That was with the exception of Shevet Levi, the tribe of Levi, the exception of the women that wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, and the exception of a few other individuals. And it was because of this night that it was decreed that Eretz Yisrael in the Beis Hamikdash, the sanctuary, would be lost later on, in other times also. Vayivku b'layla ahu, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atem b'chisem b'chiyah shel chinam, you are weeping for no reason, kevei ani aleichem, I will make this night Bechila Davis, where it will be a day of mourning for generations. And so it was. The first Beis Hamikdash, many generations later, was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. The second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. And Golinu Me'arseinu, we went into Golus from our land. And all of the tzoros of the galus, the tzoros that we had in Spain and in Portugal and in Europe and in the recent Holocaust, all of this this comes from the Golus, Eretz Yisrael, and Beis Hamikdash. And every year, on this day and in the days preceding the 9th of Av, we mourn for this great loss. This evening, let us go into what the Beis Hamikdash, the sanctuary, and Eretz Yisrael means to Klal Yisrael. So perhaps we will be able to gain somewhat of a deeper understanding in this. Sages tell us in the Mishnah that in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the most sanctified place was the Oren HaKodesh, the Ark, where the tablets and the Sefer Torah were kept. And this was placed and an Evan and a stone. And the stone was called Evan Shasiah. The word Shasiah comes from the word Shesi, to weave. And it was called this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he started with this stone. And he wove the entire earth around this stone. Therefore it is called Evan Shasiah. And this is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is in Har HaBayis, which is in Yerushalayim. From here we see that at the beginning of the creation of the world, Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, and Eretz Yisrael was the beginning of the creation, and the Merkas, the center point of the creation. We see that actually the entire Sefer Torah was somewhat changed because of Eretz Yisrael. Because the sages asked, Rashi brings in the beginning, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, why does the Torah begin from Bereishis? The Torah is a Sefer Torah, a book of instruction. So it should start from instruction, from mitzvahs. The first mitzvah is Achedish Hazeh Lochem, the mitzvah of proclaiming the Reish Chodesh, which comes much later. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu start the Sefer Torah with Bereishis Bara Elokim? That in the beginning he created the heavens and the earth. The whole reason was for this was because of Eretz Yisrael. Because later on he was to give the land to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and he was to take it away from the seven nations which were living there. And in order that people shouldn't say later on, listim at them, that you are thieves, you are gangsters, you are conquerors, you're stealing land which does not belong to you. Therefore, in the beginning of the Sefer Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it very clear that I have created the entire world, it all belongs to me, and therefore I have a right to take it from who I wish and give it to whom I wish. So we see that the purpose of the beginning of the Sefer Torah was all because of the plan to give Eretz Yisrael to Abraham and his seed. Then we find in Bereishis Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Asa Adam Ofra Min Adama. Kodesh Baruch Hu created man. He formed him from dust, from the earth. The sages say, Rashi brings in one opinion, what does it mean, Ofra Min Adama, the dust from the earth? From the earth where the Mizbeach, the altar of the Beis HaMikdash, will be built, which will be in Yerushalayim. This means that man was created, the first man, from the earth of Yerushalayim. If we go a little further, in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Almighty comes to Avraham Avinu. Avraham is the Amud, the pillar of all of mankind and of Klal Yisrael. And the first time that the Torah reveals that Hashem comes to speak to Avraham, he speaks to him about Eretz Yisrael. Vayemer Hashem al Avraham, Lech lecho me'atzecho u'mimaladetecho u'mibeis avicho elo oretz asher areko. Go out from your land and from your family and the house of your father to the land which I shall show you. Escho legei godol v'avarechecho v'agad l'shmecho v'hei barocho. And I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you will be for a blessing. All of this I cannot do to you here. You must go away, and you must go to the land which I will show you. And this is the first tzivui, the first command that we find in the Torah of Hashem to Abraham Avinu. A little further in the parasha, where Avraham got himself involved in the war between the four kings and the five kings, and he and Eliezer, his faithful servant, and with that group of men, went and defeated the four kings. So it states in Bereishis, Yudalet Posuk Yud Ches, that after it was finished, Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem Haitzi Lechem V'Yoin, V'Hu Kehein Le'El Elyon. Malki Tzedek, there was a man by the name of Malki Tzedek, which means a righteous king, Melech Shalem, and he was the king of a city called Shalem. He brought out bread and wine for Avraham, and he was a Kohen, Lekel Elyon, to the Almighty. Who was this man? Rashi tells us this man was Shem, Shem ben Noach. Noah had three sons, and one was a great tzaddik, a very righteous person, and this was Shem. And he was the king of Shalem. Where was Shalem? Shalem was Yerushalayim. But he, in those days, before Yerushalayim became official, they knew where it was. And therefore Shem went to Yerushalayim, and he became king. And why was it called Shalem? Because this is the name that Shem gave to it. He called it the City of Peace. And he brought out bread and wine to Avraham. One reason why he brought bread and wine is achnosis orchim, to be hospitable to him. But there was a deeper reason also, Rashi brings. Remez al menoches v'avesochim she'akrivu sham vonav. He said, I know your children one day, the city will belong to them. And in this city, they'll build a Beis HaMikdash. And they'll bring sacrifices. They'll bring menoches, meal offerings, and they'll bring the sochim, wine offerings. And therefore, as a symbol of what will come in the future, I bring you bread and wine. If we go a little further, the Torah tells us that Avraham was tested 10 times by the Almighty. The greatest test was that where he was commanded to sacrifice his son Yitzchak. Kadosh Baruch Hu came to him. This is in Parshas Chof Beis. Vayhi achar dvorim ha'ele v'alokim niso Avraham. The Almighty tested Avraham. Vayeme elov Avraham. Vayeme kachno es bincho es yichidcho asher ahavta es Yitzchok. Take your son, your only son, which you love, Yitzchok, v'lech lecho el eretz ha-Moriah. And go to the land of Moriah. V'aleu shom le'elo al achad ha-horim asher emar elecho. And bring him up for a burnt offering on the mount, one of the mountains that I shall tell you. Where is Har HaMoriah and where is this mountain? Sages tell us Yerushalayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded Avraham to go to Yerushalayim and to the mountain where the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and to build an altar in the same place where our altar would be built later on. Why was it called Har HaMoriah? Two reasons. One reason is Shemisham Hayro Yetzel Israel, because when Eretz Israel is in its shleimus, in its perfection, and Klal Yisrael is no longer in Golus, and we have the Beis HaMikdash, then we also have the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin Agdola, the great court. Umisham Yetze Horol Yisrael, and from there, instruction of Torah goes out to the whole world. Kimitzion Teitse Shora. And therefore it was called Hamoriah from the word Horah, instruction of Torah. Second reason why it was called Moriah, from the word Mor. Mor is the incense which will be burnt on that mountain. At the end of this story, where the angel comes to Abraham and he says, don't touch your son. And Abraham instead sacrificed the ram, and the angel heaped all of the brachas on Abraham. So it states, Vayikra Abraham Shema Moka Mahu Hashem Yireh. Abraham gave a name to this mountain. He called it Hashem Yireh. It will be the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be seen. Asher Ye'omar Ye'omer Hayom Bahar Hashem Yireh. People will say that on the mountain of Hashem, we will be seen, he will be seen. It's the mountain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose to reveal himself. And it is the mountain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal himself to the generations later on. Medrash tells us, it's a Medrash here in Medrash Rabbah, Parashas Nunvav, that Yerushalayim received two names. Shem had called it Shalom, and Abraham called it Yireh. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Im kere ani yisei Yireh, kishem shikoreis Abraham, shem tzadik Mishraim. If I will call it Yireh like Abraham called it, then Shem will have a complaint. Im kere ani yisei Shalem, Abraham, Odim tzadik Mishraim. And if I will call it Shalom, the city of peace, then Abraham will have a complaint. Elani kere yisei Yerushalayim, kishem shikorei yisei Shnehem. I will take a word and make a name from both of these names, Yireh and Shalom. And therefore I will call it Yerushalayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a sukkah, and he said a tefillah. Mahoya mispalel, what was the tefillah? What was the prayer? Yirotzein sheireh bevinyan veisi. That it should come to pass that I will be seen in my home here. So we see that Yerushalayim received its name from Shem, who called it the city of Shalom, peace, and Abraham, who called it the city of Yireh, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be seen. The presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called it from both of these names. And it was further miskadesh, it was further sanctified, besides being the beginning of the world. And from where the first man was created, now it was further sanctified from the Akedah Yitzchok, the sacrificing of Yitzchok. The next parasha, we find that Eliezer went to find a wife for Yitzchok. When he returned with this wife, this is in Parshas Chayisore, Chof Dalet, Posuk Samech Beis, Posuk Samech Gimel, Vayetze Yitzchok Lasuach Basode, Lifnais Orif. When he was returning with Rivka, Yitzchok had gone out into the field to talk, and it was as just before the sun was setting. And he lifted his eyes, and here he saw Rivka, his destined wife, coming to him. Because I'll tell us, where was Yitzchok going? This sodah, this field was the Harabais, this field was the mountain where he was sacrificed and where the Beis HaMikdash was to be built. And what was he speaking about? He was davening mincha. Hiskin tfilas mincha. He had established the tfilas of mincha before the sun sets. And he went to this place to daven. And now it became further sanctified. And even further sanctified, because this is where he came together with Rivka, where they met for the first time. And from them would come out Yaakov Avinu, Jacob, the perfect perfection of the Ovis. Then we find in the next parsha, a little further in Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov, when he was fleeing from Esav, he was going to go to the house of Lavan. First he went to a yeshiva. He went to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever, the descendants of Noach, and there he studied Torah day and night for 14 years. And then he decided it's time to go, so he went to the house of Lavan to look for a wife. Vayetze Yaakov mi'Be'er Sheva v'yelech Harona. This is Parshas Yetz, Vayetze, Parshas Kof Ches Posuk Yud. Vayivka b'mokom, and he came to a place, suddenly, because the sun set very quickly, and he saw it was getting dark, he decided that he better stay here. Vayolen shom, kivo ha-shemesh. Why did the sun set very quickly? Because this place that he was coming to was again the same place. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Sadik Zeh Bo, the base Meloini, that this righteous person is coming to my house, V'niftra B'leilino, and I leave him go without lodging. So therefore he made the sun set rapidly in order to force Yaakov to stay over. He took from the stones of the place and he slept in that place. And that night he had his great dream. Sula Mutsavarso, that he saw a ladder, foundation on the earth, and the head going into the heavens, and the angels coming down and going up. And when he woke up, he realized that this was not just a place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him and said, Anechi imoch ushmaticha b'chol asher teleich, I will guard you and I am with you. And there he was zeicher to the brocha of Farasto, that your seed will go out in all directions, greater brocha than Abraham and greater than Yitzchak, because their brochas were limited. Asher areko, to Abraham the land was given as far as he could see. To Yaakov, it stated, the Gemara says, a brocha beligvul, a brocha without any limitation, that they shall farasto, burst out in all directions. And when he woke up, he said, Ochein yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh, this is a special place, this is the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'anechi le'yadoti, and I didn't know this, I wouldn't have slept here. Manora hamokom hazeh, how fearful and great is this place. Ein zeki im beis elokim, this is the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh shara shomoyim, and this is the gates of heavens. He realized when the ladder was going up and it was going from the earth to the heavens and angels were going up and down, he said this is the gateway to heaven. Beis HaMikdash l'malo shelmalo mechuvin keneged Beis HaMikdash l'mato shelmato. He realized that this is the place Beis Elokim, the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the physical house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on this earth. Spiritual house is in the heavens directly over this place. And it was further sanctified. Now it was sanctified by Yaakov with all of the learning of Torah that he did before he came here, and that he slept, and with his great visions, his great dream. And here he received his great brochas. And each one had sanctified it more. Gemara Masechta Chulin and Perek Kisui Adam. excuse me, in Perigira Nosha, tells us, Avraham Kore Sehar. Avraham called this place a mountain, Hara Moriah, the mountain of Moriah. Yitzchok Kore Sehsodeh. Yitzchok called it a field. Yitzchok Lasuach Pasodeh, he went out to daven in the field. Yaakov Kore Sehbais. Yaakov called it a house, a home. Ein Zekim Beis Elokim. This means that each one had perfected it further. A mountain is something which is very remote. A field is not as remote as a mountain. You can work in a field. It's not a home. Yaakov made it into a home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I will call it not a mountain like Avraham and not a field like Yitzchok. I will call it a mountain. I will call it a house like Yaakov. Kim ze beisi, zu beisi, beis tefila lechol ha'amim. This is my house, a house of tefila for all of the nations. So we see that consistently, since the beginning of time, it was becoming further and further sanctified. And the Mishnah in Masechet Kelim tells us in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov, Esek Kedushei Sein, there are 10 levels of sanctity which the rest of the world does not have, which were given to Eretz Yisrael. And these 10 levels begins with Eretz Yisrael, Mikudeshes Mikol Ha'arotzes. Eretz Yisrael is more sanctified than all other lands. Umahi Kedushasa. And how do we see its sanctity? Shemevin Mimeno Ha'emer V'Abikuri Mushte Alechem. Because there are certain mitzvahs that we can perform from the earth of Eretz Yisrael that we cannot perform from the earth of any other land. So we see that the earth of Eretz Yisrael is more Kodesh, more sanctified than the earth of all of the other land. We bring the Omer, we bring the Bikurim, the Omer was brought immediately after Pesach, the Bikurim, these are the first fruits, the Shtei Alechem, which was brought from the wheat and Shavuos, and the Omer was brought from the barley. Even the wheat and even the barley and even the fruits are sanctified in Eretz Yisrael. So sanctified that they can be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. But from other lands they cannot. Masha'ein Levi'im Mikola Arotzes. Then there's another level of sanctity. Ha'yores HaMukofes Chema. The walled cities of Eretz Yisrael have even an additional dimension of Kedusha. Mikudeshes Mimenu Shemesharchim Meseichon Es HaMetzu'orim. If someone as a neged tzaras, he's a leper. He's allowed to be in Eretz Yisrael, but he's not allowed to go into the walled cities. If you go to Yerushalayim within the walls of Yerushalayim, this is even more sanctified. There the sacrifices were allowed to be eaten. And the kochim kalim, the lighter sacrifices, and the Maaser Sheni, certain crops which were separated were allowed to be brought up to Yerushalayim and be eaten. They could not be eaten out of Yerushalayim. So we see that even in the rest of Eretz Israel, so we see Yerushalayim has an extra dimension of Kedusha. Harabais, when we come to the area of Harabais, that's Mikudeshes Mimenu, that's more sanctified. Shein Zavim V'Zaves, Nives V'Yoldes, Nichnasim L'Shom. There are certain impurities which are allowed to go into the city of Yerushalayim, but are not allowed to go into the area of Harabais. This is why today we're not allowed to approach the area of Harabais. Achel Mekudesh Mimenu. Then there was an area within the Harabais which was called the Chel. That's more sanctified. Other impurities are not allowed to go there, even though they could go outside of there. Ezus Noshim Mikudeshes Mimenu Shein Ful Yen Nichnas Lashon. Then there was an area coming into the area of the Beis Hamikdash, which was called Ezus Noshim. That's more Kodesh, because there are certain impurities that can go up to there but not in there. Ezus Yisrael, then there was an area in the Azor called Ezus Yisrael. That's more Kodesh. Shein Mechusa Kippurim Nichnas Lashon. Because there was other types of impurities that could go till there but not into there. Then there was the next area, Ezus Kahanim. Mikdashis Mimenu Shein Yisrael Nichnasim Lashon. There was an area further into the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash which was called Ezus Kahanim. And a Yisrael was not allowed to go there, even though till there he was allowed to go. So we see this was a higher dimension of Kedusha. Except Bishat Sorcheihem, unless it was necessary for him. Then there was Bein Ha'ulim L'Mizbeach. Now we come near the outer altar, which carried its own halachas, its own laws. And then we come to the Heichel. The Heichel She'nichnas L'Shom Shalei Rochutz Yudayim V'Raglayim. The Heichel is already coming to the Kodesh. No one was allowed to go there unless he was in a perfect state of tahara, of purity. In addition, Rochutz Yudayim V'Raglayim, he had to immerse his hands and his feet from the kior, from the fountain. And then we have Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, She'ein nichnas l'shom elokeim godol b'yom ha'kipuri b'shas ra'avedo. And there only, no one was allowed to go in, except the Kohen Gadol, and only on Yom Kippur, during the time of the Avodah. So therefore, Esse Kedusha Sein Eretz Yisrael was given 10 levels of sanctity over the rest of the world. It begins with all of Eretz Yisrael, then it goes to the bottom, to the Orechem of the world cities, then it goes to Yerushalayim, and then another 7 levels in Yerushalayim, until we come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Oren HaKodesh was, and the Evan Shesiah, and this stone, which HaKodesh Baruch Hu created the world from. What do we see from all of this? What is so special about Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash? What is so special about it is because it's Eretz HaKadosha. Because it was given dimensions of sanctity that the rest of the world does not have. And this sanctity came through a long process from before the beginning of the world yet. From the beginning of the Sefer Torah. From Abraham. From Yitzchak. From Yaakov, and the manifestation of the sanctity is in its mitzvahs. The Gemara says, "Ribui mitzvahs is a sign of ribui kedusha." If a person has more mitzvahs, is commanded on more mitzvahs, this is a sign he has more sanctity. For example, a kohen mitzvahs yisaidus nitzavubo. A Kohen has more mitzvahs than the Yisrael. A Kohen Gadol has more mitzvahs than a Kohen Hedjut. A Melech has more mitzvahs, other mitzvahs. This is a sign that he has a greater dimension of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael has many, many more mitzvahs that can be fulfilled only there. And Yerushalayim more. And the Beis HaMikdash more. This is a sign of the tremendous levels of Kedusha that was given to the land. And the Gemara tells us this by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had a desire to go into Eretz Yisrael. This is what he wanted to do. And at every possible time he would come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be matir, the shvuah. He should know the vow that he took, and allow him to go into Eretz Yisrael. And we see that this is all Moshe wanted. Elisha saw more than anyone else. There was no one that went on a mountain and stayed 40 days. Elisha did it 3 times. And lechem le'ach, ochal u'mayim le'shoso. He didn't eat bread and he didn't drink water. And he learned kol ha'torah, the entire Torah, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there was no one that could come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu any time, imdo le'shmo, and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu shailas, questions, and speak to him ponim el ponim, like two people speak to each other. V'chol ha'nevi'im v'mizdavu elo v'aspatlavye delei me'iro. All of the prophets, they had a prophecy, it was like through a glazed, a hazy glass. They didn't see exactly clear. Umeisha bas patlaria de meira. Meisha had a nevuah. He had a prophecy. It was perfect. So Meisha saw everything. He saw more than any human being could see. And he had everything. There was nothing that he lacked. So Gemara asked a good question. What bothered Moshe so much? What did he want to go into Eretz Yisrael for? The Gemara asks in Masechta Sota, the end of the first paragraph, Yudalad. Daf Yud Gimel Amud Reis. The Gemara says, now I'm Daf Yud Dalet. Dorash Rab Simloi Mibneman Nisave Meisha Rabbeinu Mikonis Le'eretz Yisrael. Ichnase Le'eretz Yisrael. V'chilecho Mipir Yehu Tzorich. Was Meisha interested in tasting from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael? Meisha Rabbeinu that saw more than anyone in the world. Is this what he lacked? The Gemara is bothered with this question. Elisbeya mituva hu tzorich. Was it necessary for Meisha to enjoy the goodness of Eretz Yisrael? Elakach omar Meisha. This is what was bothering Meisha. Harbe mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael. Meisha said there are many, many mitzvahs in the Torah which Israel was commanded in, Vein miskayomin ala b'Eretz Yisrael, and they can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. Ekonis ani lo oretz kedei shiyiskaymu kulan al yodai. Let me go into the land in order that I can fulfill them. This is what was bothering Moshe. Wasn't bothering Moshe the fruits of the land, even though the fruits of the land the Torah praises. Wasn't bothering Moshe lisbeya mituva to enjoy the goodness of the land, even though oretz tova hi me'od me'od, that the land is good, very good. This didn't bother Moshe. He had more than that. What was he lacking? Harve mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael vein miskayomin ele ba'oretz. There are many mitzvahs which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded Yisrael, and they're fulfilled only in Eretz Yisrael. And if I do not taste from these mitzvahs, then I will be lacking. Let me go into Eretz Yisrael shekula miskayomin al yodai, where I can fulfill all of them. So we see here also, Meisha understood what Eretz Yisrael was. He was interested in all of these dimensions, all of these dimensions of Kedusha, of sanctity that was given to Eretz Yisrael, that he felt he would lose out from. But Shmuel told him, don't worry. He says, all of the reward for fulfilling all of the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael I give to you. Kodesh Baruch Hu told him not to worry. But this is what Meisha was concerned with. And this is what Mishnah Novice tells us in Perek Shishi, Mishnah Yud, Chamisha Kinyonim Kona HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilamai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has five acquisitions in this world, which he considers Miuchad, exclusive, set aside for himself, and it's which he will not give up. And the Mishnah lists them. And one of these kinyonim, one of these acquisitions that the Almighty has in this world is Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, the sanctuary. Beis HaMikdash kinyon echad minayim shenemar Mikdash Hashem keinenu yodecho. The Mikdash of Hashem, the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has made it. He made it with his hands. Harze konso yeminai. This mountain, I have acquired it with my right hand. This is something which is exclusive and close and bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where it's considered one of the kinyonim, one of the acquisitions which he has in this world. And he places his name, he places his name on this mountain, the Har Hashem, the Har Hashem Yira'eh, on this Bais, Ze Beisi, this is my home, my house. And this is why the land is called Eretz HaKdosha, and why it's referred to as the Mokom HaShchina, the place of the Shchina. Hashem Sheichein B'Tzion, Kodesh Baruch Hu dwells in Zion. It's his kinyan, it's his acquisition, he has set it aside for himself. And this is why the Beis HaMikdash is called Mikdash, because it's sanctified to him, and why it's called Mishkon, Mishachanti B'Seichom, because I dwell there. Shechina. And this is what states at the end of Parashas Ekev in Sefer Dvorim, Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. Now, Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Deidesh Eso. This is a land which Hashem himself looks after. He himself looks after the welfare. Tomid Enei Hashem Elokecha Bo. His eyes are always there, because this is his place, it's his. Bereishis Hashona V'ad Achris Hashona. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And this is why when we are in Golus, when we spallow three times a day, Baruch Ato Hashem Hamachzir Shekhinosei L'Tzion, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take his Shekhinah that partially left Eretz Yisrael, Golus Yisrael, Golus Shekhinti Mahem, and Klal Yisrael left, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left too. The sages tell us he went with Klal Yisrael. This is therefore where Mispalal HaMachzir Shekhinosei L'Tzion, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should return his Shekhinah to its rightful place, to Tzion, to Eretz Yisrael. It was because of this the Maral brings in the Sefer Gvuras Hashem, Perekhes, why Avram Havinu had difficulty in understanding and believing, how could he and his children be zeicher to Eretz Yisrael? The Torah writes in Parshas Lech Lecha. It was after the war. Oyod bar Hashem el Avram b'machazeh lemor. Al tira Avram v'nechi mogin loch schoch ahar b'miyad. Kodesh Baruch Hu came to Abraham and he said, do not fear. I will be with you. I will protect you. And you have great reward. Abraham said, Matiten li v'nechi heli chariri. What can you give me? Whatever you give me, what can it be? I have no children. And my servant Eliezer, he's going to inherit everything I have. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, don't worry. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, your servant will not inherit you. Ki ima sheyetze mime'echo hu yiroshecho. The one that will come out from your loins, he shall inherit you. Vayetze yisei achutza. He took him outside and he said, look at the heavens. Count the stars. If you can count the stars, kol yazar acho, your seed shall be, your own seed will be that number. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he said, do not fear, I will protect you. And he told him, Schocha harbe miyayid, you have great reward. And he told him, don't worry that you have no children, you'll have children as much as the number of the stars. And it states, Vahemin Bashem, Vayakshveh Letzdok, Letzdok. Abraham believed it. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Hashem, asher etzeisicho me'ekazdim, laseis lecho aseres aseis lerishto. I am the Lord your God that has taken you out of the land of Kazdim, from your father, Lech Lecho, to give you this land as inheritance. Vayemar Hashem elokim b'moi daki irashema. And on that Abraham says, how do I know that I will hold on to this land? How do I know that I will inherit it? The Rashi brings, Sho'al, Abraham asked, Abraham asked, Sho'alei Eis, Be'ezes chus yishkaimu bo, through what schus will this land be mine? So here we see that when it came to protection, Abraham accepted. When it came to schorcha godl harbe miyod, you'll have wealth, Abraham believed. When it came to bonim, shures habonim, you will have children, not only children, but as many as the number of the stars, Abraham believed. When it came that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm giving you this land, Abraham asked, Bama'ida, how do I know with what schus that I will be able to inherit the land? And the Gemara brings him a sect in the Dorim. He told Abraham, he said, Kecholi Egle Mishuleshes, bring three calves and three goats and a ram, and so forth and so on. And each one represented all of the different sacrifices. In what schus that you will inherit? In the schus of the korbanos, in the schus of the sacrifices. So what does all of this mean? The Maral explains, Hu asher dibanu. The reason why Abraham could not believe that his children would inherit the land, because Abraham understood what Eretz Yisrael is. Eretz Yisrael is not a physical land like other lands. Other lands are physical, you conquer them. You have chazoka, you hold on to them, you keep them. Eretz Yisrael, as the Kedusha is, there's 10 dimensions of Kedusha over the rest of the world. Zubaisi, it's the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashechin B'tzion, Where does this come to a Bosom Adam? How is it possible for a person of flesh and blood to live in such a land, to hold such a land? Abraham understood the secret of Eretz Yisrael, and this is why he asked, "Bama eda ki irashenu? How will we come to keep this land?" Everything else was no problem. You want wealth? You can give me wealth. Protection? Give me protection. Bonim, even though Anechi Heli Hariri, Abraham was an old man. He was almost 100 years old, and he hadn't given birth yet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'll give you children as much as the stars of the heaven." Abraham believed. Eretz Yisrael, this Abraham didn't believe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, through the schus of the Korbanos. What does this mean? So Maral says, because Klal Yisrael is also not a physical nation. Every land is given to a nation, and there's an identity. There's an affinity, a link between the people of that land and the land itself. The Chinese, they like China. They wouldn't be happy any other place. And the Indians like India. The land was for them. Eretz Yisrael is for Klal Yisrael, the seed of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because Klal Yisrael also possess great dimensions of Kedusha, of sanctity. And what is the proof of this? The proof is the korbanos, the sacrifices. Because if a person is a lowly earthly being, and he is Metu'af, he's an abominable person, and he's Tomei, he's impure, and in essence he's a lowly human being, so if he would sin, if he would do Chatoim, all types of abominations, so what does it help to bring animals as a sacrifice? Is there a change? But from the fact that we see the Klal Yisrael will build a Beis HaMikdash and they will bring sacrifices for every different hate, for every different sin, there's another sacrifice, and every day and every morning and every afternoon they're bringing sacrifices. And the sacrifices is a kapora. Kapora is lechaper. Lechaper means to cleanse. And it's a tahara. From here we see that even when Klal Yisrael commits chatoim, even when they commit abominations, this is not Klal Yisrael in essence. This is just a superficial coating on them. For example, if you have a fruit which is rotten, then nothing is going to help it. If you have a garment that is stained through and through, nothing will help it. But if you have a fruit that is shell, has blemishes on it, you remove the shell and the fruit is good. If you have a garment that has a superficial stain, it can be cleansed. And so is it with Klal Yisrael. Their chatoim, their sins, is only from the aspect of the external. And therefore, they bring korbanos, and it's mechaper. Like Shlomo HaMelech said, "Al tiruni, do not look at me because I am blackened. I am not blackened because by nature I am full of sin. But this color which represents my deeds is only external.
He said it would be like the sun did it, and I can become clean from it. And therefore, Klal Yisrael brings korbanos, and it's a kapara. So what do we see? Klal Yisrael also are not merely physical beings. They also were given the mentions of Kedusha. And therefore the land is fitting for them. And therefore your sons will inherit the land. A second thing we find, they are similar to the land. Because Klal Yisrael cannot tolerate chatoim. They cannot tolerate sin. When there is abominations committed, they cleanse themselves. They bring the korbanos. Eretz Yisrael is also like that. Eretz Yisrael is a land, not only a land which we're not allowed to commit abominations in. It's more than that. Eretz Yisrael is a land which cannot tolerate abominations. It cannot carry abominations. As the Torah tells us at the end of Achrei Meis, Parshas Achrei Meis, Vayikra Yudches, in the Parshas of Arayis, the Torah commands us and all the various forbidden unions. Man is not allowed to marry a sister and a mother and a daughter and another man's wife. He's not allowed to live together with another male, homosexuality, or an animal, or so forth and so on. Then Torah says, Al titamu b'chol eilu, do not make yourselves impure with all of this. Batitma oretz ve'efkeir aveinu aleho. Because if you'll do this in the land of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael cannot tolerate it. And it will expel, it will vomit out its inhabitants. He has called to Evesha El Osu Anshi Oretz Ashelif Nechem. All of these things are what the seven nations did before you. Vatitma Oretz. And the land became impure. And this is why they were expelled. And you shall not do it in order that the land will not expel you, vomit you out, like it did the nations before you. So another reason why you will inherit. Because Klal Yisrael cannot tolerate chatoim. And this is why they're always doing tshuva. They're always bringing korbanos. And Eretz Yisrael also cannot tolerate. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, you're wondering how, through what power, Iwasheno, through what power will you inherit this land, through what power will you seed, hold this land? Kecholi Edlo Mishuleshes. Bring all of these animals, and I will show you all of the sacrifices. And through here you will understand in what power. Because of this, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Brachos, and of hey, Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, Shleish matonos tevos nosana Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Israel three matonos tevos. Three gifts, each one is called tov, good. Vekulam leinitnon el al yidei yisurin. And they were all only given. They are all only given and acquired through great difficulty and hardship. Elohein, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and the world to come. The Maral explains this in his Nesiva Yisurin. Why were they only given through difficulty and hardship? Because they are above the person. They are beyond him. The world to come, that's something that's way beyond us. We do not even have a tfisas ayin. We cannot even have a concept of a vision in it. Torah is beyond the person. But at least we can have some type of kinyan acquisition in it. We can study it. Eretz Yisrael is physical. It's a physical land. But because of its spiritual nature, which we've been discussing, it's far from the person. It's far from him. It's not like the other lands that are merely physical, and therefore he goes and he makes a kinyan, an acquisition. It's far from the person. And therefore, in order to acquire it, one must come to the level of these things. And to come up to the level that a person can only do also by spiritual height. Spiritual height means taras achema, letzaref, where he perfects and forges and purifies the physical man in himself. If he wants to become a spiritual giant, to be at the level of these gifts, then he has to perfect the physical aspect of man. He has to elevate the physical aspect of man. And this is what difficulties and hardships in Yisurin do. Therefore, Shleish Matona is Nitan Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave 3 gifts to Klal Yisrael. V'chulan le'nitnu ela lidei Yisurin. And they were given only through great hardship. If we come to the level of Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash, then we've come to the greatest level of this world. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we have a song which is Dayenu. Kama malos tovos lamokom aleinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did many things for us. It begins with the first level, Yitzias Mitzrayim. First level when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt, and it goes a total of 15 levels. Each thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us brought us a notch higher. He took us out of Egypt. He did judgment to the gods, to the firstborn. He took us to the sea. He split the sea, and so forth and so on. And why 15 levels? Because 15 levels is the complete cycle in the moon, which Klal Yisrael is symbolized by the moon, by the Levona, has a cycle of 15 days. From 1 to 15, and it becomes full. And there are 15 levels in the world. And this is why there were 15 steps going up from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And it was because of this, to sing of these levels, David HaMelech wrote 15 songs. And the 15 Shir HaMalais, the songs of the steps of the levels. And it begins with the first step, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of slavery from Egypt. Eventually it comes to Har Sinai. Ilu kervonu livnei Har Sinai. Then it comes to a greater step. Nosan lonu es haTorah. Well, he gave us the Torah. But it doesn't end there. Then it goes on to another step. Hichnisonu Eretz Yisrael. He brought us to Eretz Yisrael. And then it goes on to the final step. Shebonolonu beisabechira v'chaper al kol aveneseinu. He built for us the Beis Hamikdash. What we see Eretz Yisrael at the Beis Hamikdash are even higher levels than the giving of the Torah. Now this does not mean that independently they're higher levels. What it means is Torah is only in its completion in Eretz Yisrael and in Beis Hamikdash, like Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe Rabbeinu fulfilled everything, but still Nisavu, he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, because he said there are many, many mitzvahs that are given that can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. Torah in its completion rises to higher levels in Eretz Yisrael and in Beis Hamikdash. And these are the 15 songs that Dovra Melach sang. And the Vilna Gaon brings, it took 15 generations to come to that level. There are 15 generations from Avraham Avinu to Shlomo HaMelech to King Solomon. It took 15 generations of Avoda, 15 generations of Yesurin, and of Aliyah, of an elevation. From the time of Avraham till the time the Beis Hamikdash was built. So we see that if we do come to these levels, then these are the ultimate perfect levels, which there can be no higher levels in this world. But we must understand that Eretz Yisrael and Beis Hamikdash, there are matones, there are gifts, were not given unconditionally. They can be lost. Torah is never lost from Klal Yisrael. We see that no matter where Klal Yisrael went, they took Torah with them. If they were in Bavel, if they were in Spain, in Portugal, in Europe, wherever they went, they took Torah. There were some gifts that were given that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you'll always have. Maybe not the entire nation, then a part of the nation. It will always be. There were some gifts that were given that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that if you do not reach that level, it shall be lost. And this the Medrash brings. The Medrash brings this in the Mechilta, in Parshas Yisro, Parshas Beis. Shleish dvorim nitnu al tanai. Three gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave conditionally, on a condition. Eretz Yisrael, Beis Hamikdash, or Malchus Beis David. Avol Torah, Ubrisei Shel Aram, Torah and Kohuna, Lo Nitnu Al Tanai. No condition was made on this. Eretz Yisrael Minayin. How do we know Eretz Yisrael was given on a condition? As it states in the Devarim Yud Aleph, and we say it in the Shema all the time, in the Krishma, Yishomru Lachem, guard yourselves, from Yifta Levavchem, lest you will go after other gods. Vavaretem, Eschem Min Oretz, and I will expel you from the land. And this is like we learned before at the end of Achrei Mais. Do not cause impurity to the land, Vatoki, because the land will expel you. Beis Hamikdash, Habayis Hazeh, Asher Atabeini, Intelech, Bechukeisa, Vimla, Vahoyisa, Oretz, Lishomomo. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, this Beis HaMikdash is given to you if you will listen to me. If not, then the Beis HaMikdash will become desolate. Malchus Beis David, kingship. In Yishmeru Vanecha Vrishi, Vim Lav Fakarati B'Shevet Pishom. It was said to David and his family that if you will guard my covenant, you will remain kings. But if not, then you will suffer from the staff of Yisurim, and the kingship will be lost. How do we know Torah was not given on a condition? Because it states, Torah tziva lono meisha meirosho kihilash Yaakov. Torah meisha commanded us, and it shall be an inheritance forever. And how do we know that kahuna, priesthood, was not given on a condition? As it states, bris melach olam. The covenant that was given to Aaron and his sons is a covenant like salt. And just as salt lasts forever, so will this covenant last forever. And it states, v'hoyisalei ulzara achrov bris kuhunas olam, it shall be forever. And this we see. Wherever Klal Yisrael went, Torah went with them. Torah was never lost entirely to the nation. Haftocha shalei tishtakach Torah miYisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu swears Torah will never be forgotten by Israel. Kohuna, wherever Jews went, we always had our Kohanim. But twice in our history, we lost Eretz Yisrael, and we lost Beis HaMikdash, and we lost the Malchus Beis David, because they were given conditionally. From all of this that we've discussed, we see what is Eretz Yisrael and Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't given to Klal Yisrael merely as a political sanctuary. It wasn't given to Klal Yisrael merely for geographical assets or for a national defense or for a national pride. But the Jew must understand that just as a person has a guf and a neshama, he has a body and a soul, and he must nourish the body and he must nourish the soul. And we know that if he doesn't nourish the soul, then the body withers away. Gemara says, Yisrein ha'odom. The Chazal say, Mishle, Yisrein ha'odom min ha'behema oyin. What does man have over an animal? He has nothing over an animal outside of the fact that he has his spirit, his soul. And if he neglects the soul, then he has nothing over the animal. And what happens when the soul departs from the body? Yetzias haneshama. Then the body returns to the earth and becomes dust. A person must understand, so is it with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is nothing over Shar Arotzeis, over other lands. If there is no soul, it is this neshama, this asura kedushas, the 10 levels of sanctity, which makes Eretz Yisrael what it is. Hashem Sheikhin Mitzion, the dwelling place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if it's treated merely as a physical body, and the soul departs from it, then it turns into dust. just like the body. The fact is, Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings in the Sefer HaNefesh HaChaim that when the Nebuchadnezzar came into the Beis HaMikdash and he burnt the Beis HaMikdash, he said he never did, he brings from the Zayar HaKadosh. Nebuchadnezzar never destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. No idolater can destroy the house of Hashem. He never burnt the Beis HaMikdash. No idolater can burn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. But we see that it did burn. Kam chotchino atchino. He took flour, he took wheat that was already ground up, and he grounded it up. He burnt a house that was already destroyed. They say, Klal Yisrael, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Al ma ozvu ha'oretz. Why was the land lost? Al gilarayis, al shvichas domim, al avedis ora. Al sinis chinom, on the various chatoim of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael destroyed the soul of the Beis HaMikdash. They destroyed the soul of Yerushalayim. With their chatoim, they were magarish. They chased the Shekhinah out. So it was a body without a soul. A body without a soul withers away. Then Nebuchadnezzar, then Titus, then all of the Ayvim were capable of burning the Beis HaMikdash because it was already destroyed. But had the soul still been there, the Shekhinah Hashem, then no Avedizor, no idolater could have ever harmed it. And therefore, we are always obligated to build Eretz Yisrael. We are always obligated to build the Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, every generation in which the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's as if they caused it to be destroyed. But when we speak of building Eretz Yisrael and building Yerushalayim, we must keep in mind that we're not only speaking of building physical Eretz Yisrael and physical Yerushalayim, but we have to constantly build spiritual Eretz Yisrael and spiritual Yerushalayim, just like a person himself, if he nourishes the body and neglects the soul. In building spiritual Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, this is a chayv, this is an obligation on all Jews. And this makes no difference if you live in Eretz Yisrael or if you live outside of Eretz Yisrael. You have the obligation and you have the opportunity to build Eretz Yisrael. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, then a Jew must always remember that he's living in Eretz Yisrael. And he cannot conduct himself in Eretz Yisrael like he's living in other countries of Europe or Asia or America. Kodesh Baruch Hu says it's Paltin Shel Melech. Yerushalayim is my capital. And a person cannot conduct himself in the Paltin Shel Melech the way he conducts himself outside of the Paltin Shel Melech. A person has to be very careful of what he does, of what he says. To speak Lashon Hara, we've learned many times, is always an oven plili from the most tremendous Averas. To speak Lashon Hara in Yerushalayim It's even a greater Aveda. Ein Adem mi shechayte chutz mi palten shel melech le mi shechayte b'seich palten shel melech. A person's conduct, the Gemara says, has to be different when he's in the presence of the king. If he lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, he can also build up Eretz Yisrael. How? Many ways, the Chazal tell us. For example, Mora says, Mishachorat Beis HaMikdosh Ein La Kodesh Baruch Hu Ela Dal Rama Shel Halacha Bilvad. When the Beis HaMikdosh became destroyed, the Gemara asks, so what became the dwelling place of Hashem? He used to dwell in the Beis HaMikdosh. Where does he dwell now? Moshe says he dwells where Torah is learnt, where Jews go, wherever they are, and they learn Torah. This is where he is. Chafetz Chaim Zichreinu Livracha, in a letter, is writing to a Rav who was in a town in Europe. And the Rav would say shurim there and see that Yiddishkeit is practiced. And he built a mikveh there. And the Chafetz Chaim heard that he wants to leave his community and go to Eretz Yisrael. And there was no one to replace him. The Chafetz Chaim tells him, he says, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the great Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, there's a shailan aloha, there's a question in Jewish law. Could we build the Beis HaMikdosh today? It's a question in Jewish law. Yisrael Salanter says, he says, I don't know if we can build the Beis HaMikdosh today, but one thing I know for sure, we're not allowed to destroy the Beis HaMikdosh today. So they asked him, Yisrael Salanter, what do you mean you're not allowed to destroy the Beis HaMikdosh today? So he said, if you destroy a place where Torah is learnt, you are destroying the Beis HaMikdosh. This is what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said. Why? Because Mishachorah Beis HaMikdosh Ein La Kodesh Baruch Hu Ela Dal Rama Shel Halacha Bilvad. Because during the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu dwelled in the Beis HaMikdosh. Today he dwells where Torah is learnt. This means the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdosh and Yerushalayim went into the place where Torah is learnt. He says, if you destroy such a place, you're destroying Beis HaMikdosh. So the Chofetz Chaim wrote to this Rav. He says, to build a Beis HaMikdosh, I don't know. But you should know that if you leave, you're destroying the Beis HaMikdosh. This is what he wrote him. And therefore the Chazal say that whoever gives keach in Torah, in the Golus, is giving keach to the foundations of the Beis HaMikdosh. Because the Shekhinah that dwelled in the Beis HaMikdosh extended itself to Torah in the world. Rashi in Masechta Sanhedrin brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not allow Bilam's curses to affect Matovo Alecha Yisrael, the tents of Torah. Because me'aylam forever, Torah will not cease from the Golus. Wherever Klal Yisrael went. And this builds the foundations of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdosh. Unfortunately, there are people that don't understand this. Then the Gemara tells us, Gemara brings in Barachas Daf Ches Omer Aleph. They told Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was the Rosh Yeshiva of the great yeshivas of Yerushalayim. And at that time there were great yeshivas in Bavel. And one day some people came from Bavel and they told Rabbi Yechanan that in Bavel there are very old Jews. Ikosabi be Bavel. Tama Rabbi Yechanan. Yechanan said, yes, I cannot believe it. They asked him why, because he said, it states, Leman Yirbu Yemeichem Ala Adoma, Asher Nosati Lochem. You will have long days on the land which I give you. Eretz Yisrael can give life. Chutz La'oretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, cannot give life. How can there be old people in Babel? This is what Rabbi Yechanan asked. So he answered and he told him. He said, "Kivan be omre le magdimei amachashke lebei kenisto." He says they get up every morning early and they go to shul. And every night they go to shul. Rabbi Yechanan said, "Anile." That's why they're old. What does that mean? The Maral explains. He says, because the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara Masechet Megillah Daf Chof Zayin, Chof Tes, the Gemara brings Beis HaKnesses Migdosh Mi'at, a shul where 10 people come and daven. This has the halacha of a Migdosh Mi'at, of an extension of the Beis HaMikdash. What was the Beis HaMikdash? Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelled. Today, if people come to a place which is set aside to daven in, it's the Beis Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling there. Therefore, a Beis HaKnesses is Mikdash Me'at, an extension of the Beis HaMikdash. Why does Eretz Yisrael give life? Because that's the place of Hashem. And Hashem is the source of all life. Atem advekim b'Hashem elekechem chayim kulchem hayom. Those who come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are alive. Therefore, if they get up every morning and every evening and they go into a Beis HaKnesses, into a shul, and they meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they will also have life. And the Maral writes, Shezeh Eimei B'mokom Madregas Eretz Yisrael. That meeting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the shul is Madregas Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Bote Kinesiris, Matovo Alecho Umishkenesecho Yaakov, the Bote Kinesiris also never ceased from Klal Yisrael in the Golos, because this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu extended himself. And therefore, he who is Meisif, who adds to the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, this also is building foundations of Beis HaMikdash. Then the Gemara tells us further. Gemara tells us in Masechet Brachos, Daf Vav Amud Beis, Kol Amona Misudas Chosan or Misamchei. You come to a chasana and you have great joy. You have great joy from the chasana. Not you have great joy from the chasana because it's a good orchestra, or because you see your many friends there, which is also good. But you have great joy from the chasana because of the simchas chosan vekalo. Because from the fact that there is a zivug, there's a coming together of a man and a woman to build a home in Israel and a unity. It's mesamcha, you have joy. So the Gemara says, ki ilu bono churva achas me churvus Yerushalayim. That joy, the Gemara says, is going to rebuild one of the rooms of Yerushalayim. This is what the Gemara says. You come to a chasana outside of Eretz Yisrael, and you have great joy from this chosan and kala. It's ki'ilu bono achur v'achas mechurviz Yerushalayim. That joy will build up one ruin in Yerushalayim. A Rebbetzin from Yerushalayim once wrote me this. that you see that you can be in Chutz Lawrence and build up ruins in Yerushalayim. And the Maral explains in his Nesiva Chesed why. Because what is the simcha of Chosen Vekalo? The simcha of Chosen Vekalo is that two people are coming together and they're making a unity, they're making a bais, and this is with the Shem Hashem, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it states HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his name in one and the other and he brings them together. V'hashchina shrui b'neihem, and the shchina. And if you're partaking from that, and if you're sharing that joy, you're adding to that. And that's an extension of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. And that's an extension of Yerushalayim. What is the Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelt there. And if you help a young couple, and you have enjoyment from it, build a house that the Shechina will be there. The Jew is always obligated to rebuild Eretz Yisrael, but not merely physical, to rebuild the soul of Eretz Yisrael. And from here, the foundations will be built. This is the avoda of a Jew. Actually, the Gemara in Brachas brings, Kol mi sheyesh beideya ki ilo bono beis hamikdash beyomav. Whoever has das Torah, he adds das Torah in the world, he is building the beis hamikdash. Because the foundations of Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael are not only the stones, but it's the 10 levels of sanctity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to it. And this is why we constantly are mispalel Hamach Sheshkinose L'Tzion, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should return His Shechina to Tzion. David HaMelech said in his Shira Malison, David HaMelech in particular was interested in Eretz Yisrael because it was David HaMelech that planned the Beis Hamikdash. He planned the city. He would have built it, but he was not able to, so it went to his son. And it's called the Ir Shel David. David HaMelech prayed as follows. In Tehillim Kufchav Ches, Pasukei, David HaMelech said, Yivarechecha Hashem mitzion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give forth His brachas to you from Tzion. Urei betuv Yerushalayim. Kol yimei chayecho. David HaMelech was mispalel that I should only see the good of Yerushalayim. A person must be very, very careful never to say anything bad about Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. The Aveira is an Aveira plili. It's a tremendous Aveira. If a person sees something wrong in Eretz Yisrael, if he can do something about it, good. If he can't, then let him keep his mouth closed. David HaMelech was mispalel that when you look at Yerushalayim, he said, Erei betuv Yerushalayim, that we should only see the good of Yerushalayim. So we can only talk good of it. One cannot overemphasize the Lashon Hara, what Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim is. And that was the Sheirish HaChet, that was the source of the Chet, that brought the whole Golus Hamar, the whole bitter Golus, that we are still suffering from. Urei betul Yerushalayim kol yimei chayecho. My bracha is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless you, give you a bracha from Tzion, he said, that you should see only good in Yerushalayim all the days of your life. and you should see your children's children, Shalom al Yisrael, where there should be forever peace al Yisrael.
Amen. The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.